I'll be right with you. Welcome, welcome. Get started in a moment. Bring Coach Ashley to the stage here. Welcome. Okay, here we are. We are literally doing the fucking food worksheet together, and it is going to be a blast. So let's get through some of this technical stuff that we always do at the beginning of a call. First, I am Coach Julie. I am an OBS coach. I focus one-on-one with members working on achieving their goals, their hopes, their dreams, all the things. Please know that Coach Ashley is in the chat. Please set your chat to everyone. If you do not, no one will see your messages. Everyone will miss your wisdom. Coach Ashley is not yelling at you. She is in all caps, so her posts stand out. Now, this is the fucking food worksheet call and training. And so we all want to have our fucking food with us. So mine is right here. I have it sitting in a cup. McDonald's French fries. You can see I've eaten a couple of them sitting here. Everybody who's here in the chat, what food did you bring with you? Type it in the chat. Do you have a food? Use an emoji if you want to. Are you just here wanting to get to know this process and this call? All are welcome. If you are a first timer to the fucking food worksheet, I'm going to tell you all about why we do it. Oh, I see all kinds of good ones. Cheesecake. I saw some wine, red velvet cake, crackers, chocolate, jelly beans. Oh, you guys, almost everything you all are typing could be a fucking food for me. I swear. Ashley, did you bring food? Or are you just here working today? I'm just curious. I know, me too. The smell of these is also making me crazy. So, all right. Why are we here with like these crazy foods that we all have stories about? That's really what, do you know why we're here doing this? I'm going to talk to you about it. So the Fuck It Food Worksheet, its goal is to expose you to the foods that you enjoy and help support you and teach you how to eat them in ways that support your weight loss. Because so many of us think these foods are like trigger foods. Do you know what that means? What a trigger food means is the food itself causes you to have a thought. And I want you to think about this for a minute. We all do this. So my McDonald's French fries right here, these make me have a thought. I'm out of control. I can't control myself around these. If I start eating them, I can't stop. You know, I hear them calling to me. I don't know how to stop it enough. Tell me your luscious story about the food you brought in the chat in a sentence or two. Like, what do you tell yourself about this food? Any of you tell yourself stories like what I do? Like, I can't eat this. I'm out of control. I can't stop. Have any of you with an emoji, like a heart emoji, have any of you told yourself a story about the food that you brought today that you can't stop if you start eating it? Okay. Yes. Me too. Now, what's interesting about this is such a lie, right? Because truly, have I eaten McDonald's French fries nonstop for 24 hours, 36 hours, literally just sat and eaten one fry at a time? No, never. Have I eaten two supersized ones before together? Yes. Yes, I have. But I do always stop. But the sexy story that I tell myself is, if I eat them, I won't be able to control myself. I can't stop. Of course, I don't think any of you, I'm going to ask, but I don't think any of you has ever actually not stopped eating food. So think about your most favorite food that you have, your most favorite. And your brain tells you you can't stop. But actually, has any one of you ever just continuously eaten it and not stopped and are still eating it right now? Nope. Exactly. It's our thoughts. The trigger food triggers thoughts about ourselves. And those thoughts create that feeling of insecurity, out of control, shame, you know, all of the emotion that we have around these foods. Now I want to ask you, I'm going to interrupt myself. Have any of you started eating the food you brought? You can use an emoji or type in the chat. Yes. Have any of you started eating already? Okay, that's totally fine. I just want you to notice we haven't started eating yet. Now, there is no shame here. If you've started eating already, you just tell yourself, thanks, I'm here. Get curious, right? Nothing has gone wrong. If you've started eating already, I've seen Jane said, I'm afraid to open it. Afraid of what? It is food. It is an inanimate object. You have a thought about whatever your food is, Jane, that makes you feel fear. Okay. So let's get out the worksheet. Ashley has the link in the chat if you don't have the worksheet yet. There are multiple ways you can find it. First is right on the training calendar. You can go to this training and the link is right there. And then she's got the link for you in the chat. All right. I want you to start by naming the food that you brought today. So of course, mine is McDonald's French fries. What is yours? And the next thing is really important. This is one of the first steps to creating a space for your conscious brain to start to override what your habit brain does when it sees this food. Decide, how much of this food do you want to eat? Do you want to eat the whole bag? Do I want to eat this entire large fry? Minus the couple I've eaten earlier today. So I did. I ate a couple earlier. I really wanted to like pay attention. I knew when I was talking to you that I would not be able to pay attention to what actually was happening in my mouth. And in a few questions from now, that becomes very pertinent. So I ate that little top section so I could fill in the form and share it with you. So on mine, I put, I would like to eat half or less of this portion here. What are you deciding consciously? How much do you want to choose to eat? Okay, I see a quarter. I see some people saying like a number of like cookies or candies. And here's an important question to get to know yourself. Is hunger present? Is satisfaction present? Is somewhere in between present? I'm going to share with you all along the way my own. So I don't have a lot of hunger present right now. In fact, I don't really think I have any. So even though I had originally said I wanted to eat half, I'm probably going to eat significantly less than that because in the absence of any hunger at all, I'm going to want to eat less. You get to decide because this is an exercise where we're teaching our brain how to be in the presence of food we enjoy and eat it in ways that still support our weight loss. So you notice, like I have already said, I am willing to eat half of this, but if there's no hunger, do I really want to overeat half of it? I personally do not. You get to decide. All right. Everybody ready to eat? This is either your first bite or you've eaten already, which is fine. You can thank yourself for your own enthusiasm and being with your food and start now. So you're going to take your first bite. Now, I want to share with you, my first bite is always like this. It is not just like one fry. I'm like as many as I can hold in my hand and I'm like a mouth shover. So I'm not going to do that because I want to be able to keep talking to you. But I also want to be honest and realistic. This is what my first bite looks like. It's not like, oh, this dainty one fry. Look at me. I'm so dainty. Actually, exactly. I'm like, how many can I hold between my fingers? Because they're kind of greasy, so I don't want to get my clothes dirty. Like, how many of these can I do in one bite? And I'm dropping them all over my desk. And I have to tell you, like, I'm leaving like grease stains all over my papers here. And it's actually like my brain is having a response to that. And that's inside my body. So, okay, just throwing that out there. Describe the food that's in front of you. How does it look? Smell, texture, color. Like my fries, they're kind of like yellow. They have like a really specific smell, but honestly, I can't tell you what the smell is. It doesn't smell like potato. It must be like deep fried smell. It must be like the chemical that McDonald's wants me to smell. Lindy, I know. They are, and they're kind of soggy because I live about 20 minutes away from town. So I went down to town and picked them up and brought them back. So, you know, not the best condition fries, but bright yellow. They're kind of like floppy a little bit. I want you to think about your food. Notice every single thing that is possible to notice. Like if you have candy, is it shiny? Is it dull? Does it melt when you touch it? Is it cold? Is it hard? Is it soft? I just want you to like dive in on being present with this inanimate object. All right. What is your thought about the food before you actually take your first bite or while you're taking your bite? So for me, it was like, I love French fries. And I thought about the fact that I said love and I wanted to change that. But like, that's literally what I think. Like French fries are my best friend. These are the thoughts that this food like brings forward for me. What are yours? So I see my favorite food. Lisa's having some anxious breathing. That's good. Deep breathe. Smell those Cheetos. Get that stain on the fingers. I can't wait. I haven't had them in a while. Okay. Craving salt. Excited and anxious. Good. All right. So some of those were feelings. So that's the next question. What are you feeling? So I want you to come up with a feeling word. But then also let's tap into our bodies for a minute. So I put desire inside of my body. Desire feels like a drive, like a sense of urgency. There's a little bit of a frantic nature to how I feel inside my body. Everything's racing a little bit. I like can see them. I can smell them. They're right here. It's kind of taboo. I don't bring food down to my desk very often. I certainly don't bring this kind of food to my desk very often. I have this incredible story about this. Like there's a true driven sort of anticipation. I see anticipation in the chat as well. Just that excitement about like, oh, I'm about to have this. All right. Everybody grab your food. Let's eat. One bite. One. Take a pause because this is about creating awareness, right? One bite. I'll do one. Ready? Okay. Describe your bite. Mine. It's like a burst of goodness in my mouth. It might be the greasiness of it, but there's like kind of a pop and like a squishy middle. And I like the sensation and I like the flavor. And yet I can't exactly tell you what it tastes like. And I'm questioning it a little. Like I know it is a potato, but yet I don't taste potato. I don't even know what the taste is I'm tasting, but I can also smell it in my nose while I'm like swallowing the last bit. And there's also like a feel in your mouth, right? With a McDonald's French fry, there's a grittiness to the outside. I think it must be the salt. And I'm feeling that all in my mouth. So now I want you guys to do yours. I see some melting. Someone said it doesn't taste like, does not taste like potato. Mouth is watering, crunchy, sweet, melty, crispy, creamy. Look at all your great descriptors. Okay, good. Take another bite. Ready? Okay. Let it linger. Two. For me, more of that gritty, salty. So interesting. What are we actually doing here? We're slowing down that automatic habit process where you just mindlessly start eating this food that you love. And we're consciously processing it. We're evaluating like what it is we are actually experiencing in the moment. It's basically like the first steps of removing the automatic habit, mindless piece of eating this food and allowing the conscious brain to participate. Someone just said, Karen, you said the grease is coating my tongue. Me too. I am noticing that too. Chocolate does this. Things with fat, whipped cream does this. And ice cream does this. I think that's a really great awareness, Karen. All right, next bite. I'm going to pass mine, but I have notes from when I took my next bite. So we're on bite three. Go for it. Chew it slow and intentionally. Okay. I want to describe the experience I had when I took my third bite an hour ago. My mouth started to almost feel like a little bit of meat tenderizer. Like my gums started to get a little bit sore from the salt and my tongue felt kind of grainy. And I never noticed that. That is bite three. So I want everyone to think about their food. Angie, Whaley. Mm-hmm. Oh, I missed who said it, but somebody just said, Cammie, I think you said you're having chocolate chips. The first bite tasted good. The second bite tasted waxy. This is so good because what you're doing is creating a true awareness. The sexy story of loving this food that has control over you is starting to slip away. And what's coming in is the reality that like, that first bite of the chocolate chips is really yummy. And then the wax is there. It's ready and waiting there to be acknowledged and experienced if you tell yourself a different story. So that's what's happening there. All right. Bite four. Everybody take your bite four. My bite four earlier, I really made a point. That grittiness was actually causing discomfort. And my lips felt kind of chapped on the inside. Like the salt was really like affecting my actual mouth. It felt like I'd been in the sun all day at the beach. What about you? Kimberly, that's fine. You owe nobody an apology. Your third, fourth, fifth, 20th bite might still taste good. That's fine. It's still creating awareness. What else do you taste? So you said amazing, fine. What else? I want you to just notice. What's amazing mean? Describe it to yourself. Like, what is it about it that feels amazing to you? Describe the thinking that creates the amazing. Tap in just a little bit more. Sherry, if you're full and you're noticing it, do you want to stop? Right? This is where your conscious brain gets to play a role. It's like, I am full. I get to stop. Bite five. Soma. Okay. You're having an urge to go for it. Do you want to give in to that urge and tell your habit brain, sure, you got this? Or do you want to stay with conscious brain being in control right now? I recommend experimenting with conscious brain. Okay. Because that's why we're here. So Shoshana, it's normal. Lots of people still like it. You might like it after doing this worksheet 10 times. You have practiced your sexy story about the food longer than you've been practicing or open to practicing a new story. Kathy, you can decide. Kathy said, I want to finish this even though I'm not hungry. You can. But I want you to notice the difference. Eating a food and telling yourself you're out of control and just finishing it is very different than saying, I am aware I am not hungry and I still would like to choose to finish this food. I am going to overeat it intentionally. Now, that's the first step of working on this. If you've done this kind of work for, you know, more than one time, then you can start to offer yourself, like, what do I want more than to overeat this food? Like, I love it. I think it's amazing. It tastes delicious. And I want my weight loss more. I want to be able to eat it and create my weight loss. So this just really opens up the door to other conversations. Like, you always have control. Right now, we're just trying to get you to tap in to your conscious brain and let your conscious brain override habit brain a little bit. So if you want to choose to keep eating it, choose it from a place of love of yourself. Choose to experiment not continuing eating it. But don't tell yourself the food has control over you or you can't stop eating it. Okay. Is the taste and texture changing in any way now that we're into the five bite? What are you noticing is different? Slow down. Consider it. Think about the texture in your mouth. Think about how it coats. Lisa says, notice that about the third chew of bite, huge flavor burst of sharp, cheesy tang, then it kind of goes flavorless. Yeah, of course, because your taste buds oftentimes will like kind of numb out. It's like a lot of flavor and then it'll dissipate. Some people are still thinking it's delicious. Anybody who's still having thoughts that it's delicious, delicious is the feeling that you're experiencing. What is your thought about the food? My guess is you're still thinking that, like, I want to keep eating it. Betsy, great awareness. Betsy said, I feel the physical texture in my mouth more and it's so weird. Yeah. All you're doing is waking yourself up and teaching yourself this food has no control over you. You have control over it. All right, bite 6, maybe 7 for some of you. Go for it. Shoshana, you just said, I can stop eating it because I'm thinking about it. Most of the time I'm not thinking about it. I just go for it. Yes. I really want you to hear me right now. We are trying to teach your brain, your conscious brain, you can eat these foods you really enjoy in ways that support your weight loss. Shoshana, that is exactly the point. The point is, you still like the food. You're just more aware of, like, okay, I don't have to like frantically eat this food. I am in control. It's all about slowing it down, tapping into every part of your sensory system. What is your body's experience? All right, you can keep taking your bites, but for each bite, I want you to describe the experience, right? So we're in the 7 or 8 bite mark, depending on where you're at. Anyone who's telling yourself it's still delicious, remember you're having a feeling. I want you to think about what the thought is about the food. What's delicious about it? What is it exactly that you're experiencing? Describe the body experience. How are you experiencing it in your mouth? Is it smooth? Is it rough? Is it creamy? Is it still hot? Is it cold? Yes. Okay, Rachel, Awesome. Rachel said, I feel like I should start eating it faster so I enjoy the taste again. Nope, faster. That's just a thought you have about the food. Eating faster doesn't cause enjoyment. Enjoyment comes from a thought you have. So you can just decide to enjoy it slow. This is the key to overriding your habit brain. Your habit brain just like runs all the automatic systems in your body, right? Keeps the blood pumping, lungs expanding and contracting. Your habit brain wants to automate everything. When we get in that frantic eating mode of like, I got to eat this fast. I got to get this in. Excuse me. That is just that automatic brain. And we are now opening the door for conscious brain to step in and basically say, I have a job here too. Habit brain loves this food, enjoys eating this food. Conscious brain is going to choose how I'm going to eat it in support of my weight loss goal. Okay. Bite 9. We're in. Yes. Karen said she has not eaten chips this slow. She's used to putting them in her mouth, like to fill it. Yeah, exactly. This is just your habit. It doesn't mean it's the only way you can eat a chip and enjoy it. Okay, good. Some people are not wanting their food anymore. Fine. That's great. Some people are wanting their food still. That's great too. Cecilia, you said, I feel happy eating it. You have a thought about eating it that makes you feel happy. I want you to answer that for yourself. What are you thinking about eating this food that makes you feel happy? All right. We are going to look at our after eating reflections. Has everyone gotten 10 bites in? Gone. Some people gone. Amy said satisfied much faster. Awesome. I mean, that's great. This is going to work at a different pace for every single one of us. I have done this probably 20 times in my no BS career as a coach. And before I was a coach as a member. And you heard me talk about the McDonald's French fries earlier. Like, I love them. This is work that we all do progressively on these items, right? Okay. Did the experience with a food change at all throughout the eating? If so, how? Like taste, texture, the effects of the temperature. Remember, this is an exposure exercise. We're exposing you to the foods that cause you to think and feel out of control or like under the spell of the food. So we're really wanting to wake up your brain with what your true experience was. Did you notice a different eating it this way? Like, what did you notice? We've already had a few people say that slowing it down made them way more aware of how much they were shoving in their mouths. Some people have lost desire, been kind of turned off by the texture. What else? It's so exciting. Like if you hear my excitement, this is the epitome of Corinne telling us to put on the lab coat and put away the gavel. We are not the judge here. We are literally the scientist. This is a science experiment. We are learning about ourselves and our foods that our habit brain takes control and we give power over to. And we are taking back our power right now. We often think that we can't control ourselves with certain foods. Imagine if you ate those foods this deliberately every time. Do you think you would have more control or less control? I just want you to think about that for a minute. If someone is still sitting here thinking the food has control over them and wants to come up and do some coaching, raise your hand. If you are having a thought, this food still controls me, this food has control over me. there's some comments about social situations. Yeah, I think in social situations, your conscious brain is engaged with people. Your habit brain is all in on just like focusing on the habit of eating. And we get into that automatic mode where we just eat mindlessly. And this technique is teaching you that you can stay engaged with yourself, with your people, and with the food you enjoy eating, and with your long-term goals. Why did you stop eating? For those of you who did not eat every single bite of your item, why did you stop eating? Share with me in the chat. Cheryl, congratulations. You learned that you actually do have more control over the food than you had been giving yourself credit for. Stopped because I'd had enough. Felt sick to my stomach. Brain came back online. Stopped because it was kind of gross. Not enjoying it as much. Chips got chapped. I love it. Felt sick. Too sweet. I just think it's really interesting to see all of your awareness. I mean, wow. Look at that, you guys. You literally are like waking up your brains right here in front of me. How does your body feel? Some of you already said feel sick to your stomach. How does it feel after eating this item? What does your stomach feel like? But not just your stomach. What else? What are the sensations in your body? What are you thinking about? Is judgment coming in now for whatever you ate? I want to know. Okay, Robin said kind of gross. A little nauseous. There's quite a few little nauseous. Overall heaviness. Did anybody bring a food like a fruit or a vegetable or anything like that? I'm just curious. Did anybody bring bananas or apples or anything like that? Not comforted like it usually pretends to. Oh, that's so good. So basically, like what you're saying in the chat is that that awareness takes some of that like automatic comfort away. So good. What else? What did you learn from this? Enjoyed the crunch more than the taste. Okay. Carrie, you said you binge on edamame sometimes. I was just curious if anybody had brought a food like that and what their experience was. Does anybody want to be coached on where they are right now in with their food? You can raise your hand. Some food's still sitting in my throat. Okay, Tracy, I'm going to bring you up first. Just keep anybody else, keep your hand up and we'll see who we can get to. Let me just get Tracy up. Okay. I'm asking Tracy to unmute and start your video. Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What are we working on when it comes to the fucking food worksheet for you?
So I noticed I brought chips and dip and I ate about 8 bites. I was really struggling to wait for you.
Okay.
I was like, I want more. But then I also, my stomach after about the fourth chip was like, we're not hungry. Like it was telling me we don't need any more.
Uh-huh.
And so after eight, it took me until 8 bites to actually stop.
Okay.
And so I'm having this battle with my brain of why, like I'm beating myself up. Like, why did you not just stop? You know, this, your habit brain was throwing a fit. Like it wanted it more.
Yeah. But why is it a problem that you didn't stop?
Well, just because I mean, it was great to notice, But I thought, oh, this is probably why my weight loss is slower, is because when I'm not slowly eating this, right, I could pound 25 chips in a matter of 5 minutes.
So actually you taught yourself that, like, you normally could eat 25 chips. This time you ate 8. So that was way less than half. And then you also created awareness that you could have even, like, you learned that it's possible to stop sooner than 8.
Right. Right.
Why is that bad?
No, this experience was good. It's the after that I'm thinking, why, I'm questioning, I'm judging, why didn't I stop and why don't I stop at 3 or 4 chips?
I think you actually have your answer. So I want to see if you can connect to it. Why do you think?
Well, it's because of a thought that I like, I like these chips. You know, as you were talking about fries, that's probably what I would have chose had I planned. But my brain, the habit brain, is just, this is good. Let's, you know, it just wants to mindlessly break from whatever else I'm thinking. I think. Yeah.
So I agree. And it's just practice, right? Like, it's just practice. Right. And this is really the first time you've been practicing.
Yeah. This is the first time I realized that after 4 chips, my stomach is good with chips.
Yes. I mean, that's really the only thing going wrong here, is like, you have practiced eating 25 chips so many more times than you have practiced eating 8 chips. So of course, your habit brain is like, dude, keep eating.
Yeah, we're just getting started.
Yeah, that's it. It's
so, there's no need to beat myself up. Just be like, oh yeah, of course. Of course I didn't want to stop.
Yes, it's totally normal. I mean, I know oftentimes I know BS will say something is normal, but honestly, if you've practiced doing something hundreds and hundreds of times and you try something new one time, of course you're not going to have it like down perfect. Who does that?
Right.
So yeah. I think there's a win here. What was the win from 25 to 8?
Well, I consumed a lot less food than I normally do, but and that's what keeps coming up, is why don't I stop? And so thank you for just pointing out that I don't stop just because I never have. That's just a habit. There's nothing wrong with me. That's what I've always done.
There's nothing nefarious here. Basically, your habit brain's just like, I love being in control. I practice being in control.
Right.
I want to keep practicing being in control. And that's where you get to practice taking back control.
Yeah. And even doing the monk meals this past month of really honing in on enough, I'm realizing that my stomach does have that signal for me.
So good.
And so just the exercise was like, I know that signal now, but yet my habit brain just wanted to keep eating. So,
yeah. Okay. So what are you going to do about it tomorrow? This is the key.
Ooh. So I like the idea of practicing. I think I saw it in the 4th module I was watching today. Just Corinne says, walk away for 30 minutes. So I can just practice. I'm going to have 4 chips and then walk away and see if I want 4 more in 30 minutes.
And if you do, are you going to have planned them so you can have 4 more in 30 minutes?
Yeah, right. So say I'll have, 8 chips total. I'm going to do the 4 and 4 and see how it works. I mean, that's one way I could do it.
Okay.
But so I also could see myself still eating 8 and wanting to beat myself up. So I think that's the bigger thing, is just being like, oh, yep, here we are, still working on this.
Yes. I think this really is the key. It's sort of like you have 2 choices in that moment. Like, dive into habit judgment or dive into lab coat. It's like, oh, that's curious. I thought I might do this, right? It's like, I've done this before. No problem. I thought I might do this again.
Right.
And then maybe that's
what I will practice.
Yeah. And then maybe 8 is too big of a jump, right? And I want to encourage you just to experiment, but it could be you want to go from 25 to 15 and then 12 and then 8. But it sounds like you actually created enough awareness for yourself that you could jump that far.
Yeah. So, like, I was surprised that after 4 bites, my stomach was like, nope, we're good. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay.
So find me in Ask Coaches or out in Facebook. Let me know how it's going. Okay. I want to know.
Awesome. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Tracy. I'll see you soon.
All right.
Have fun with it.
Thanks. I will.
All right. So good. I'm excited for Tracy. That's fun. Lindy, I'm going to promote you. I noticed in the chat, they're talking about eating slower. Slow is so empowering. When you make the decision to try something new and you make a list of what you're willing to experiment with while Lindy's coming up, and then you turn around and you experiment with things like slowing down. Just in the process of slowing down, you wake up so many parts of yourself, from your brain, awareness to the sensations in your mouth, sensations in your body. The speed takes your reasoning brain's ability. You know, it like speeds everything up. So there's less processing time to figure it all out. So just the slow opens the door to potential evaluation. Welcome, Lindy. Hi.
Hi. Thank you. I was not planning on this tonight.
And tell me what you're working on with it.
Well, I had my food was black jelly beans.
Okay.
So just a little history on that. I like black jelly beans. And they usually only have them around Easter. So about 2 weeks ago, I was in the grocery store and I saw a big bag of them. So I picked them up, I put them down, I picked them up, I put them down. Finally, I was like, I keep my grandchild 2 days a week at her house. And I thought, well, I'm going to buy them and keep them at their house because I know my son-in-law likes them too, and then he'll eat them. And then maybe by the time I come back next week, they'll be gone and they won't be tempting. So I bought them. I came home. I had a reasonable number, probably more than I should, but not like a terrible amount. Put them in a Ziploc bag, put them in their cabinet. Didn't think about them anymore. Came back the next week. Really hadn't even thought to look for them or anything. Then went in the cabinet to get the baby a treat. And there they were, staring at me in the face. And so I was like, oh gosh, okay, I'm not going to have any. And so I closed the door. Well, it was just eating at me the whole day. So I went back and I had two. And so I thought, okay, that's not too bad. So then right before I was leaving that day, I had just a few more. Mm-hmm. So then that was last week. Now this week, and I came today to keep her. And I had already decided that if there were any of those left, I was going to use that as my fuck it food.
Okay.
So I went and there were some left. And so I actually put them on my plan today. I put on my plan to eat four.
Okay.
So I figured I can have one at each meal, or I can just have them whenever I wanted them. Just four. They're the little bit bigger ones. So, okay. You know, one is. So I did that, and then after I had those, it was after dinner, and I was like, I'll have one or two more.
So you had your original four, and now you've had a couple more. Okay.
Right.
How many more did you have?
Maybe two, three.
Okay.
So then I got them out for the fuck it foods, got my worksheet out, got them out. Found myself eating them before you told us that we could eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, then the bag is getting down to where it's not a lot left. And at that point, I'm like, really like, fuck it. Just eat them and they're gone and they'll be over with. And then I won't have to worry about this until next Easter and I'll be done.
Okay.
So that's what I did.
Okay. Well, let's talk about those extras. When you planned the four, tell me about planning those four. Like, from what? Did you think four was like the right amount? Tell me why you picked four in the first place.
I think because I could eat them one at a time, mm-hmm. and I could have one in the morning and then one around lunch and one in the afternoon and then one right after dinner. And mm-hmm. that should be plenty and should be really more than even that I need, but it would give me options. And I wrote on my plan for black jelly beans if I want them.
What does should be plenty mean?
That should satisfy me. That so should be enough.
So what do you think about the use of the word should in that regard?
I don't know.
There's a little bit of judgment there, I think. Mm-hmm. Right? 'Cause you're kind of telling yourself like that should be enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you were going to plan them again, you're going to offer yourself a different motivation. What could you tell yourself instead of this should be enough?
Maybe I just plan that I have them on there and I don't necessarily have a number attached to it.
You could plan on enjoying, like, I want to enjoy four even. You could have no number. You could.
I could have no number and just have one, eat them one at a time so that I enjoy each one.
Yeah. I guess I just want you to notice there's a little bit of judgment. Like I should be able to, you know, this should be the right amount. Or you're wrong. Why do you want to enjoy them? What do you like about them?
I just like the licorice flavor, the way it just kind of coats your mouth. Yeah. They're not readily available, so I do feel like it's kind of a limited edition kind of thing. So I feel like, well, and I don't know, you probably can buy them year round. I don't know. I mean, I can say I have not looked them up like on Amazon. I'm not that obsessed. So I don't know if you can buy them all year round or not, but I don't know. They're just an unusual thing. I guess it's just like some people around Easter might like Peeps, or some people like those Cadbury eggs, but this is the one thing that I like, and it's a little bit off the beaten path because nobody else in my family, except now my son-in-law, likes them. So in the past, if I've ever gotten them, I was the only one eating them because nobody else would touch them. So that's why I bought them when I could keep them at his house, because I knew he would help me eat them.
I wonder what it would be like for you, Lindy, if you offered yourself that level of like communication with you. Like, I really enjoy these. This is the one time a year I want to choose to get, like, right. You could tell yourself a totally different story. I know someone who likes them and she buys bags and bags and bags and freezes them. And then she eats them all year round. That is not your story, right? Your story is this is the one time of year I like to enjoy them. And, you know, you don't like overeat them really. And you plan an amount that you're comfortable eating and you eat them and you like them. But right now you're kind of telling yourself, I should only eat this amount. And I wonder if you just reframed it. How could you tell yourself from a place of love, you're going to plan and eat these jelly beans? Love of yourself, awareness.
It's kind of a limited item. I want to enjoy some this year. Mm-hmm. I want to enjoy them, but I don't want to sabotage my weight loss goals. Evaluate the taste of each one individually instead of like a mouthful.
Yeah.
And then just think, is that taste strong enough and desirable enough to keep going and keep going if it's going to sacrifice my bigger goal, which is the weight loss?
Right. Like connecting to, I like these. I want to have them this time of year. And I want to have them while I'm creating my weight loss, which is the entire point of this entire worksheet.
Mm-hmm.
Is like creating a way for you to eat these foods that you really enjoy, plan them, have the enjoyment, right? If you're mindlessly eating it, you aren't enjoying it. I think that's the piece so many of us here tonight are missing. Mm-hmm. If we're just cramming them in, what is the enjoyment?
Right.
You're already not doing that, so that's so great. It's really just for you a little bit of a reframe to, like, why are you choosing these from a place of love of yourself and enjoyment of the item? And you're already not really overeating them. So it's like planning what you honestly want to eat and then upholding your commitment to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you still have some left?
No.
Oh, you're done. All right. You're not going to buy any more between now and Easter? Okay.
Probably not.
Cool.
Probably not.
Probably not or not. Either way, I don't care. But let's
not. Okay. I'm not.
So you've had enough.
Mm-hmm. I've had enough. Enjoyed what I had. I rushed through those last ones tonight, which I didn't really need to do. I didn't need to rush through them.
Okay.
But I did. But I'm satisfied now that I've had them. And I also feel confident that when I see them in the grocery store now, I'll be like, look, I've already had those. I'm good.
Okay, that is literally your homework between now and when all the candy, Easter candy is gone in the grocery store, is passing by them in the store and practicing that intentional thinking. Like, meh, I'm good. I had what I wanted.
Yeah, the next temptation will come when they get put on 50 and 70% off.
Well, why does it have to be a temptation? How about you decide right now what you want to do?
I don't want to buy any.
Okay. Now tell me why.
Because I've enjoyed them for this time for the year. I want them to be special again next year, something to look forward to, but not overdo it. And I don't need them.
Okay. So now let's not tell ourselves the super sexy story of like the temptation will come when they're on clearance.
Okay.
Right? Like that story's gone. Your new story is, I'm very content and satisfied. Just exactly what you were saying, that like, I'm not going to buy anymore. So it doesn't really matter. I had my enjoyment this year and I'm going to look forward to having them next year.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Can you do it?
I can.
Of course you can. Yes. I just
want to. I will.
So, oh yeah, you are. You're doing it right now. And now you have 200 and whatever people that are still on this call that are like your accountability. So if you guys see Lindy in Facebook or anywhere else in the no BS world, ask her if she's walking by those clearance jelly beans in the grocery store.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You got it.
Enjoyed it.
Thanks. I'll see you soon. So good. Okay. Nicole asks, what do you think is the draw to eating the way Coach Julie described, where we want to put like five in our mouth at a time instead of one at a time? Fries and Pringles are more go-to with lots in the mouth. You know, Nicole, it's a good question. I don't know the answer, but I want to offer you two things. So first, always encouraging you to ask whatever question you want to ask. I think sometimes we, all of us, get kind of muddied in the details of something and can like overanalyze. I'm not saying you're doing this. I'm glad you asked this question. I have a theory about myself that there is an internal physical buildup in my body. I even kind of described it to you. There's a little bit of a franticness. For any of you who have done any part of the Trusting Your Body course, Coach Jane and Corinne talk about this, like above home base and below home base. When I buy something like McDonald's French fries that I don't eat all the time, but not because I can't or won't, I just don't want to. There is this almost like instantaneous thing that happens inside of my body. That's like, I jump from just like right here to above home base. And there is this franticness that happens. And in the frantic, I am like, whoa. And so that like handful, it satisfies every one of my senses, the visual, the hand feel, the mouth feel. It just like absolutely floods me with all the sensations around the enjoyment of the fucking food that I have. Now, I don't know if that's true for you, Nicole, but I want you to experiment with it. The next time you do that, like, so any of you who are here, if some candy like M&Ms was your thing, where it's M&Ms or Reese pieces or anything like that, where you take a handful and you do this, or popcorn or chips, or for me with French fries, I want you to take that first bite with those, chew it, and pause. Ask yourself, what did that just do for me? What did I like about that? What did I feel? What were the sensations? Where did I feel it? Create awareness for yourself. This is such a good question, Nicole, because there are times we ask questions like this and they're distractions from like the true work. And there's times when they open the door for us to create greater understanding with ourselves. So let me ask you this back for you to think about. Do you think the answer to that question for you will propel you forward in being able to eat foods you enjoy in ways that support your weight loss? If you think the answer to that question will support that, then I want to urge you to experiment with that first bite and getting to know all the experiences that you're having. If you can't see a clear path to knowing how something is going to support you, you probably don't need to know the answer. You can just decide how you want to show up differently. You can just decide that your conscious brain doesn't necessarily need to know. And you get to decide if it does. So I want you to think about it that way. I always think it's great. Like my brain will immediately say something to me like, I wonder why I do this. And then it turns out I go down this path where I'm so focused on why I do the thing that like, I don't actually stop doing the thing. I keep doing the thing. I keep making excuses for doing the thing. I keep thinking about doing the thing. And so in that process, I'm not actually deciding to not do the thing or make a change. And so I personally experience that questioning like as an excuse to keep doing the thing to figure it out. Only I never really figure it out because my habit brain's like, hey, get her evaluating it nonstop. And then she's just going to keep eating the thing. So I just wanted to share that with you. Lisa asked, do I have any tips for dealing with habit brain when it takes over while the conscious brain is engaged in social situations? This is such a great question. So yes, going to a social engagement. I did this yesterday. We had dinner with a friend last night. Driving to the restaurant, I was stating to my partner, like, this is my intention. If we are ordering an appetizer, I don't want to order this. If I order a drink, I want to do this. This is what I planned. This is what I didn't plan. Now, this can happen if you have a partner, a friend. If you're by yourself, you can check in with yourself. Going into the event, setting a true intention. And for me, I would put that intention on paper on my plan. I would articulate that intention to myself verbally. I have a Marco Polo channel with myself. I would Marco Polo myself and, excuse me, talk about exactly why I want to show up the way that I do. And then have a strategy for being social and checking in with myself. So that would be filling a glass of water, going to a restroom, getting a breath of fresh air, having an excuse to just step for like 15 to 30 seconds out of whatever the engagement is. to check in. So if I walk to the bathroom and use the restroom, I will ask myself, how's it going? You know, are you upholding the intention that you had? Are you showing up the way you want to? Do you want to look back tonight driving home and be proud of how you showed up? So it's really about that intentionality and like setting the stage to creating success, not letting your habit brain like just say like, hey, you're engaged, you get to do whatever. But like your habit brain can habitually be engaged while your conscious brain's like, I want to show up the way I want to. And let them be partners. Your habit brain is not bad. We're going to close now, but I want to say this. Your habit brain plays a huge role in your life. So many of your body's systems are automated. We need our habit brain to automate systems of our bodies. Your habit brain has your best interest at heart. It thinks you're in danger and it's protecting you from, you know, the lion that's going to eat you. It's that same primitive brain that in caveman time was protecting you from being eaten alive. It's not the enemy. Your habit brain is you. So creating that partnership where your conscious brain and your habit brain work in tandem so that you can eat foods that you enjoy and lose the weight that you want to choose to lose. That's the ideal. That is the outcome of this worksheet, is the outcome of No BS. Your habit brain is not your enemy. Your habit brain is your best friend, and so is your conscious brain. And they work together to achieve all your goals. Thank you so much. I am so glad you were here. I hope you had fun. This is always just a fun worksheet to do with you all. And I can't wait. You all know where to find me in the community. Ask Coaches, tag myself or Ashley. In Facebook, you can tag Ashley, or you can tag me, Julie Hanks, and let me know how you're doing with your fuck it food, like any ahas you have, any questions you have. We are here for you. Ask Coaches is the best place to find me or Ashley, but definitely, if you just want to shoot the shit about your fucking food worksheet I posted yesterday about this call, you can reply in the thread there and we can keep talking about the importance of building this relationship with the foods you enjoy and your weight loss. Thank you so much. Have a great night. Bye now.